CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 18th of May, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB announces a new convention chair for 2025. RSGB members can now read over 300 RADCOM editions in the RSGB web app, and you can become a volunteer at the RSGB National Radio Centre. RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, is delighted to announce the appointment of Peter Joyce, M0OFM, as the new volunteer RSGB Convention Chair. Peter's a regular attendee at RSGB conventions and has a keen interest in balancing the different needs of attendees through a varied programme. He also understands the importance of making the convention accessible to everyone, both in person and online. Pete brings to the role a range of experience in planning and managing events for other organisations. The RSGB convention planning team look forward to supporting Pete as he takes on this challenging and important role. The RSGB is excited to announce that more RADCOM editions have been added to its web app. RSGB members are now able to browse back to January 2000, which is over 300 magazines. Go to rsgb.org/radcom to explore all the RADCOM content from this millennium. You'll need your RSGB membership portal details to access the editions. If your RSGB membership is due for renewal soon, why not swap to digital membership? You'll still get all the benefits of being a member, and you'll save money as well as RADCOM storage space. If you're not yet an RSGB member, there's never been a better time to join the Society. Take out a digital membership and choose to read RADCOM via our app, and you'll have easy access for 25 years of RADCOM editions. The RSGB will be releasing mobile versions of the app soon, so you'll be able to download copies of its publications and read them on the go. Volunteering at the RSGB National Radio Centre is a wide-ranging and highly rewarding role. Thanks to the variety of visitors and the number of events and activities that the centre is involved with, no 2 days at the NRC are the same. If you'd like to join the friendly and dedicated team, the NRC is currently looking for new volunteers. Full training is given, including the operation of the GB3RS radio station. NRC volunteers also enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. If all this sounds like something you'd like to be part of, and you can volunteer for 1 or 2 days per month, please email NRC Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, via novemberroliocharlie.support@rsgb.org.uk. You can find out more about the RSGB National Radio Centre by going to rsgb.org/novemberromeocharlie. The RSGB Outreach Team is offering qualified amateur radio operators under the age of 18 the opportunity to take part in a new DMR project. The project's aim is to help young people get on the air and build their confidence in making QSOs. The team has 9 DMR handheld transceivers and hotspots available to borrow for 3 months, completely free. As part of the offering, the outreach team will be hosting regular youth nets, and you'll be welcome to join. You can apply for the DMR kit as an individual or as a school group, as long as one member of the group is licensed. Another part of the project is to support teachers who would like to take their amateur radio license and set up a school club. In collaboration with the Radio Communications Foundation, the RSDB is offering to pay their license exam fee for 9 teachers to help get them and their school club started. If you're a teacher who's interested in discovering more about amateur radio and sharing that excitement with your students, get in touch. Once you have your license, you can apply for the free DMR kit on loan for 3 months to help set up your club. If you are interested in applying for a DMR kit, fill out the application form by going to tinyurl.com/Delta Mike Romeo Yankee Oscar Uniform Tango Hotel. If you are a teacher interested in starting your own radio club, please email RSDB Youth Chair Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, via youthchampion.school@rsdb.org.uk. As we come to the end of Mental Health Awareness Week 2025, let's remember to show the very best of amateur radio and make sure we are there for one another. Let's listen to each other, share our appreciation for our fellow radio amateurs, and celebrate kindness within our community. You can read how amateur radio has helped Lee Aldridge, G4EJB, in the July 2023 edition of RadCom. You can access mental health support by going to mentalhealth.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. The East Midlands Ham and Electronics Rally is taking place on Saturday, the 24th of May, at Beckingham Village Hall, Southfield Lane, Beckingham, postcode Delta November 104 Foxtrot X-Ray. Traders can set up from 7 a.m. with doors open to the public between 9:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. There will be hot food and refreshments available. Free parking is located behind the hall. For more information and to book, please go to Echo Mike. echoromeogolf.uk/rally. The Durham and District Amateur Radio Society Radio Rally is taking place on Sunday the 25th of May at Bowburn Community Centre, Bowburn, County Durham, postcode Delta Hotel 6, 5 Alpha Tango. Doors will be open from 10:10 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access from 10 a.m. Entry is £3. There will be a bring and buy sale, trade stands, special interest groups and an RSDB bookstall. Catering will be available on site. For further information, please call Michael Wright, G7TWX, via 07826 924 1902, or email Delta Alpha Romeo Sierra at gmex.com. Now the special event news. Special event station GB0SAR is active until the 30th of May in support of SOS Radio Week. The station will mostly be using FT4 on the 20-meter band, but you might also catch it on the other HF bands using phone. For more information, visit qrz.com. Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club is once again raising awareness for men's mental health through amateur radio. Club members will be operating special call sign GB0MMH. Other special call signs will also be active. The station is active today, as well as at the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of June. Please listen out for the operators and give them a call. Your support will help raise awareness of men's mental health. If you'd like further information, please contact Secretary at Hotel Foxtrot Delta X-Ray Alpha Romeo Charlie .com. The International Amateur Radio Club will be active as 4U0 ITU until the end of 2025. The club is celebrating the 160th anniversary of the International Telecommunications Union. QSL is available via Logbook of the World, Club Log, or direct to PO Box 6, 1211, Geneva 20, Switzerland. Now the DX news. Antonio DL4EA will be active as Foxtrot Yankee / Delta Lima 4 Echo Alpha from French Guiana between the 19th and 21st of May. Antonio plans to be active on QO100 and RS44 and maybe some HF QRP. Emmer. E770X will be active as Delta 4 Delta X-ray in Cape Verde on the 24th and 25th of May for the CQ Worldwide WPX-CW contest. He'll be operating as single operator, all bands, in the high power category. QSL is available by E73Y and Logbook of the World. Morton LA9GY will be active from Estoatini between the 22nd of May and the 2nd of June. He plans to be operating holiday style as 3 Delta Alpha Zero Golf Yankee, mainly on CW, but also some SSB. QSL is available by his home call, LA9GY. Now the contest news. Tomorrow, Monday the 19th of May, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 20th of May, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 21st, the 80-meter Club Championship data leg runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using data modes on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide WPX-CW contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 24th of May and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 25th of May. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Sunday, the 25th of May, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 15th of May 2025. This week, you could be forgiven for thinking that the solar cycle 25 maximum is now over. With a reduced solar flux index and an almost blank sun, there was little to get excited about. By Thursday the 15th of May, the SFI was 122, but previously, on the 12th, it had been down to 116, which is the lowest it has been for some time. There's still a lot of solar activity going on, but most of it not conductive to good HF propagation. Over the past week, we've had 2 X-class solar flares and 5 M-class events. The X-class events were associated with coronal mass ejections, but these appear to have been directed away from Earth. A fast solar wind has resulted in the KP index standing at 4 for a lot of the time, namely on the 9th and 10th of May, and again on the 14th and 15th. Unfortunately, this is not uncommon at this point in the solar cycle and adds some evidence that we are now in the declining phase of cycle 25. Next week, NOAA predicts that things may improve with the SFI set to rise from the 19th of May. It forecasts that the SFI will start the week around 115, but will then climb steadily, reaching 145 by the 1st of June. After a brief rise on the 19th, with a KP of 4, things then become more settled, with a KP of 2, between the 22nd and 28th of May. A large, elongated coronal hall that became aphasic on the 16th of May could cause raised K indices and lower MUS from today, 18th of May, onwards. It looks like the best HF F2 layer conditions may occur between the 22nd and 28th of May. And don't forget, despite the HF Dolbans, we are now well into sporadic E season with short skip occurring, predominantly on 10 metres, but more of that shortly. Now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The prolonged spell of high pressure is likely to remain until near the end of this week, so there's plenty of time to get some more tropo in the log. Cloudier and cooler air over eastern Britain at the end of last week may enhance the tropo by adding moisture under the inversion. For most places, the strongest tropo conditions will be overnight and early morning. Then they will degrade as the daytime heating destroys the surface temperature inversion. Meteor scatter is declining a little, apart from a few stragglers from early May showers, so it's probably better to keep to the early morning period as your go-to time for meteor scatter, to focus on any random input. Rain scatter is unlikely until next weekend, but it might be worth thinking about the gigahertz bands from this Friday, 23rd of May, onwards. Aurora is a different matter, and the solar activity is likely to keep things interesting as a large sunspot group rotates into an Earth-facing position. Strong sporadic E opened on Wednesday the 14th of May, so it's definitely the season to be checking the upper HF and lower VHF ends for sporadic E. In its recent opening, the Dove ionosonde peaked at a sporadic E critical frequency of 14 MHz, which is a very high value, even for mid-season. There were strong signals from the central Mediterranean on 6 metres CW, and some may even have got some 2-metre digital mode action from the brief opening. Check the PropQuest NVIS tab for the day to see the details of this event. Although weak jet streams were present, the opening may well have been helped by some very intense, slow-moving thunderstorms over France. Remember to start checking on 10 metres, and if it's open, look to the higher bands, 6, 4 and 2 metres. EME path losses are still falling. Moon declination ended last week at minimum, but goes positive again this Thursday, 22nd. Moon windows and peak elevation are again rising. 144 MHz sky noise is high this weekend, falling back to low as the week progresses, and that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So for the southwest, centred on Bristol and all of Wales, starting with Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society. They have a meeting every Tuesday from 7:30pm at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. Sierra Papa 7, 0 Papa Lima. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the 4th Wednesday of each month from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, Bravo Sierra 20, 8 Juliet Tango. Today, Guernsey Amateur Radio Society continues the final day of its special event radio station, GU80LIB, in celebration of the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Guernsey at the end of World War II. On Friday, the club meets at the Bunker, Beau Séjour Leisure Centre, from 7:30pm. This week, for a talk by Jason, GU7DAI, on how to get the best from your DMR radio. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Headquarters Common, Moor Drove, from 6pm. Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 8pm. Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club meets on the second Monday of the month from 7:30pm at the Baptist Church Hall, Commercial Road, Shepton Mallet, postcode Bravo Alpha 4, 5 Bravo Uniform. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, of Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club. The weekly club night takes place on Fridays from 7pm. This week sees planning for the Dig for Victory show, GBFDFV. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/sierra-bravo-alpha-romeo-charlie-25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at The Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. On Thursdays, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club has a meeting at Parish Room, Abbey Manor Community Centre, Yeovil, from 7:30 p.m. This Thursday, the focus will be on simple test equipment. Now for Wales. The next meeting of Aberdare District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 23rd of May, at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Fox, lot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, postcode Charlie Fox, lot 645 Sierra Papa, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society. Friday, there is a meeting at Icewind High School, postcode November Papa 120, November Uniform. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society has a club meeting on Tuesday. Members will be continuing with shack improvements from 6:30 p.m, followed by a short committee meeting from 7 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, postcode November Papa 167 Alpha Delta. Cumbrown and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44 6 Juliet Zulu. Dragon Amateur Radio Club. On Monday, there will be a talk on Raynet by David, DW6MLI. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Fox, lot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club is pleased to announce the turning on of Golf Bravo 7 Golf Echo. This repeater is running mixed analog FM and Brandmeister DMR. The club would like to thank GW8HWS for the very kind equipment donation to make this possible. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club has a club meeting on Wednesday in the conservatory at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead. Newport Amateur Radio Society, Thursdays, see the clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. North Wales Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday, except bank holidays, at the Bryn Cadnau Community Centre, postcode Lima Lima 29 6 Delta Whiskey, from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society will meet at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox, 417 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesday from 7 until 9 p.m. The next meeting of Rhylan District Amateur Radio Club will take place on Wednesday, the 4th of June, at 7:30 p.m. at the Rhyl Yacht Club building, Kinmel Bay, Rhyl. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the portable cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, postcode Sierra Alpha 183 Lima November, from 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS-schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.